Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Christopher Allen. The latest proposal to expand health insurance coverage for the working poor is scheduled for a legislative hearing Friday. Senator Ed Buttrey unveiled his Senate Bill 405 today. As Jackie Yamanaka reports from the Capitol, a component of the plan is expanding Medicaid.
The Republican from Great Falls calls this bill a bipartisan compromise bill. He says during the drafting stage, he met with Republicans and Democrats, including the governor, as well as industry officials and others.
I think that with all complex legislation, if you're going to put in that much time and try to find a solution, you need to know what people are thinking.
Buttrey is calling his plan the Health and Economic Livelihood Partnership, or the Montana Help Act. Besides providing insurance for the working poor, it also contains elements of personal responsibility.
With opportunity comes accountability. The Help Act rewards healthy behaviors, penalizes those who hide assets, requires payment of premiums and copays at all income levels, and provides for strict consequences for non-payment.
This proposal, like the three other GOP bills, would accept federal money offered under Medicaid expansion.
And I think that that's important, because we've all agreed that it's important to bring the money that Montanans are paying into the system back to Montana.
Buttrey's plan would offer Medicaid coverage to those who earn below 138% of the federal poverty level. The bill also would offer participants help toward getting a better-paying job and moving off of the state federal health care system for the poor or disabled, and onto either employer-offered health insurance or on the federal health insurance marketplace, commonly referred to as Obamacare. Buttrey estimates 45,000 Montanans will see coverage under House Bill 405 if it's signed into law.
What we ended up with is what we believe is a nonpartisan, long-term solution that will ultimately address what we stated were two of the most pressing issues for Montana, and that's access to health care and a path out of poverty for our poor.
The governor's Medicaid expansion plan died in the House Human Services Committee. Democrats were unsuccessful in trying to bring that bill to the floor for debate. Governor Steve Bullock was out of the office but issued a written statement that he believes his Healthy Montana Act is still the best approach, but that this isn't about whose bill is passed. Bullock went on to say this bill would bring our tax dollars home to expand health care to 70,000 Montanans and throw a lifeline to rural hospitals. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, The Capitol.